From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders trying to cope with an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are groping for ways to deal with the flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds stormed the main train station in Budapest today after being kept out by police the previous 2 days. But no trains are running to Western Europe. Zoltán Kovács is a Hungarian government spokesman.
The migrants at the Keleti railway station shouldn't be there. After the procedure of registration begins at the border, they are being assigned to temporary shelters, to camps where they should stay until their case is being judged. They don't comply with that. And obviously, one railway ticket is not overwriting European law.
In Turkey, police say at least a dozen trying to reach Greece drowned in the attempt. Photographs of the body of a migrant Syrian toddler washed up on a Turkish beach were viewed on social media and seen in newspapers, symbolizing the desperate plight of those seeking to escape war, poverty, and persecution. While many Africans are also trying to reach Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most remain on the continent. Michel Bombassi is an IOM regional official.
Compared to the overall scale of the migratory phenomenon in the region, 70% of the migrants in the region remains in the region, meaning that only 30% actually go out of the Western Central Africa.
But the effort has risks. Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. With rising concerns over Islamist militancy and falling commodity prices, some African countries are restricting migrant flows. Thousands have been deported by Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and the Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has appealed to the American people to support the Iran nuclear agreement.
Last month, 29 of our nation's top nuclear physicists and Nobel Prize winners, scientists, from one end of the country to the other, congratulated the president for what they called, quote, a technically sound, stringent, and innovative deal that will provide the necessary assurance that Iran is not developing nuclear weapons.
Speaking Wednesday in Philadelphia, Mr. Kerry said he believes the Iran nuclear deal is a hugely positive step. Meanwhile, another Democratic senator announced her support for the deal, becoming the 34th to do so. That means even if the plan is rejected by the Senate, President Obama will have enough votes to sustain a promised veto. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court of The Hague. Prosecutors say he was responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Guatemala's President Otto Perez Molina has resigned after being connected to a corruption case. Lawmakers stripped him of his immunity on Tuesday. He is accused of orchestrating a customs fraud scheme known as The Line. The scandal has already resulted in the resignation of six cabinet ministers and his former vice president. A UN report released Wednesday says more than 13 million children across the Middle East and North Africa are being deprived of an education because of conflict. A report by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, says violence in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Libya, where thousands of schools remain idle, is causing a generation to grow up without proper schooling. China Thursday marked the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War with a massive military parade in Beijing. Some 12,000 troops and large amounts of equipment never seen before in public were on display. As President Xi Jinping presided, Fred Wong of VOA's Mandarin service was on hand in Tiananmen Square.
The parade lasts about 50 minutes. Most of the Chinese newest technology and the newest military equipment were displayed. Among them are called aircraft carrier killer. This is a display of China from economic power to a military power.
Ahead of the parade, President Xi announced a cut of 300,000 troops from the People's Liberation Army. In China, markets were closed as the country marked 70 years since the surrender of Japan. Other Asian markets posted gains after a week of volatility brought on in part by investor concerns over China's weakening economy. On Wednesday, U.S. stocks rebounded from Tuesday's sharp losses, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 300 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.